Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am no expert when it comes to space and debris and things falling back into our atmosphere. Most of my knowledge comes from the Armageddon movie and Bruce Willis. So if, you know, Bruce Willis was involved, I know about it pretty thoroughly. But other than that, no, I will struggle. But we are being told that this weekend there is some debris coming to Earth, a complement of China, because, again, they're having rocket debris issues. So let me pull this up for you all. Sorry about that. So if there's going to be a problem, whether it's a virus, now with fentanyl and other drugs, blame China. So we're being told a huge Chinese rocket body is expected to fall to Earth this weekend. It is a doomed hunk of space junk, according to space.com. It is the core stage of the Long March 58 rocket that launched a nodule to China's Tiangong space station last Sunday. The latest predictions have the 25-ton booster coming down on Saturday evening. They say there's a pretty big margin of error. We might be going out to dinner that night, so it'll be interesting. And there'll be a pretty big margin of error in such estimates, plus or minus 16 hours at this point. They say most of the rocket should burn up in the Earth's atmosphere, but a significant portion of it, about 5 to 9 metric tons, so about the size of a mother-in-law, according to the Aerospace Corporation Center for Orbital Reentry. Hey, I'm going to be a mother. I could be a mother-in-law, so that could be me. Aerospace Corporation Center for Orbital Reentry and Debris Studies. They say it will make it all the way down. But what are the odds of it hitting people? So we're being told anywhere from there's an 88% chance of it actually hitting a population area. They say 88% of the world's population are living under the reentry zone, to a 90% no chance of nothing happening at all. So they say more than 88% of the world's population lives under the potential reentry area, which spans all of Africa, India, Australia, and Central America. But the Aerospace Corporation said there is a non-zero probability. So please be careful with the headlines. All right? Just because they're talking about a whole bunch of population doesn't mean that's the chance that it's going to fall. So read the headlines. I think also some of these headlines are misquoted, so hopefully they get fixed. But there is not an 88% chance we're getting hit by a Chinese rocket debris. It's a close to 0%. I just don't understand why this keeps happening. Didn't this happen again like a year or two ago, where they had issues from some of their other rockets that come down? Now, I don't know much about where these go. I mean, when we see these rockets get launched into space and we say, yay, you know, we just think they just disintegrate and they go into space. And then somebody goes, you're littering in space and this is bad for the environment and all that other stuff. And you're like, yeah, I get it, but I guess we need to go out to space. And they're like, why? Why do we need to go to space? Because it could be aliens. There could be other life forms. We need to figure it out. Well, why? Why do we need to meet the aliens? We don't need to meet the aliens. We just need to know they're there. I have an opinion on aliens. I really, really do. Okay, I don't think we are the only humans or complex bodies in the Earth or in the world. Because, you know, God likes to do everything in twos, right? Like with the Noah's Ark. you know, Adam and Eve. Okay, I just think he really, Cain and Abel, he likes the number two. So I believe that when he made us, he's like, these guys could screw up, they could do something dumb, you know, they could try to, you know, do a TV show on Lord of the Rings, and what if they mess it up? You know, what if this Rings of Power is messed up? I need to know that somebody else could take that story and do it right. So I really believe that there's maybe not like us, and, you know, not another Dahlia out there. Lord have mercy if there's another Dahlia. But I really do believe that there are other entities, there's other individuals. Do I think they're flying by, you know, and doing flybys? And I don't necessarily think. I think they're just too far away. But I think it is important to know if there is another galaxy or another, you know, kingdom or another entity that may not like us. I don't think they'd be friendly. I do not expect them to be friendly. I don't think they're going to want anything to really do with us. They might be intrigued, but they might want to study us. I don't think they're going to be nice. I think they're going to be jealous because we got some real prime property. We got a lot of beachfront property. We're close enough to the sun to be nice and warm. You know, but our sun, remember, our sun's supposed to go out. Our sun, I forget how many thousands of years in our future, or is it millions of years? It's our sun is supposed to just poop out, peter out. So, you know, but one thing that's being brought up is it's China again. It's China again. So whether it was the virus that got leaked from the Wuhan lab, whether it's the drugs coming in, you know, that we've been seeing that are still, I told you yesterday, I could order it online. I could pick how many kilos, I could order it online from China. Some of these drugs, it doesn't say fentanyl. There's some other chemicals that are even stronger. They're non-opioid mu agonists. You could just buy online. It's ridiculous. And then we also have the space to breathe. And on top of that, pollution. So China seems to be, you know, that child that always seems to get themselves in trouble, you know, but nobody really wants to say anything or kick him out of the family because they're like, well, you know, he's family and we don't want to. That's kind of how I think everybody is with China right now. For some reason, they, you would think, would be on top of their game with technology, with, you know, public health, with advancements, medical advancements, and they keep having leaks like we saw with SARS in 2002, and then there was a leak in 2004, and here we are where I believe it's another leak. And again, even if it wasn't viciously or with any intent, why can't they keep a virus in their lab? You know, same thing. How come they can't, you know, have a better control of narcotics being sold over the internet? And then why can't they control their space debris? You know, they got some of the finest scientists out there. What's wrong? 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Buy Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my listeners yesterday had written me after I had written an article on how younger people are dying of heart failure. You don't usually see young people die of heart failure. We're seeing more of it. And so my listener does not want to come on air, and I wish you guys would. I really love hearing you guys on air because then we could talk, and you know, but wants to know if that's related to the COVID vaccine and why isn't anybody discussing the adverse events or the adverse effects of the COVID vaccine. So we will talk about some of the latest that we see on the adverse events with the COVID vaccine, but I do not believe that this heart failure study is related because the sample size was went from 1999 to 2019. So the numbers in this study were pre-COVID officially. I mean, I think COVID's been around in America since fall of 2019, but it was pre-COVID and pre-COVID vaccine. But I get that we are hearing lots of younger people die, and every time that happens, you know, if somebody goes, could it be the vaccines? Could it be the vaccines? And I don't mind them bringing that up. I know people go, what are they doing? Conspiracy theories. I think it's a very valid question. I don't personally think, like I said, with this heart failure study, it had anything to do with it. But I think if we are seeing or hearing about more people dying unexplained, I think it is worth a conversation as to, well, what could we be doing different? What could be different in our lives right now? What's different? Well, we have the COVID virus, but we do also have the COVID vaccine. So I think with science, you have to have an open mind. You shouldn't shut anybody up. You shouldn't brand them as saying misinformation just for bringing up a question. You're allowed to bring up questions in science. And so, you know, we'll talk about that. But first, let me just quickly discuss this heart failure study. The study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association Cardiology, or JAMA Cardiology, and study authors looked at 61,729 heart failure deaths that occurred between the age group of 15 years old and 44. You don't usually see heart failure in 15-year-old to 44-year-olds. You don't. But they clocked at least 61,729 cases. They found that if you looked at the adjusted mortality rate per 100,000 persons, it went from 2.36 per 100,000 back in 1999 to 3.16 in 2019, with a three times higher mortality in black adults. So why is this happening? Why is the heart as a pump failing in tens of thousands of individuals and now rising over the years? Well, could be less access to health care. The average young adult doesn't have a primary care provider. Older individuals usually do because they have to get their medications, but a lot of younger individuals, they don't. And many of them, even though they do have elevated blood pressure, high cholesterol, are pre-diabetic in their 20s. But they're not going to the medical provider and getting blood work done. They're not getting it diagnosed. If you told somebody who was 22, who wanted to hit, you know, the bars with his friends and smoke and vape and all that, but, you know, you might have high blood pressure, stop, that'd be like, boomer, please. And I'm not a boomer, I'm Gen X, but still, I'm just telling you, you might want to watch your heart. You might want to, you know, you could have high blood pressure. You could, and so there could be that complacency. The poor diet, the alcohol use, the tobacco use, the drug use, genetics. A lot of things could be doing it. But we are really worried about drugs, and we are really worried about diets and diet choices and healthcare access. Those, I think, are the three biggest things. And what's very striking is the states with the highest level of heart failure-related deaths in young adults were Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and South Carolina. So we're looking at the South or the Gulf Coast or those the Southeast. Yet states with the lowest rates were Minnesota, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Connecticut. So is it diet? Is it drugs? Is it access to health care? We know, I'm licensed in Mississippi and Alabama. They don't have a lot of urgent cares or doctors. The average urgent care is closed at 5. In some areas, if there's even one. Well, so heart failure, which we called congestive heart failure for years, is when the heart fails to pump properly. Your heart's a pump. That's the job of the heart. The heart has to pump blood to the lungs for it to oxygenate, then get the oxygenated blood back and pump it throughout the body. If the heart cannot sustain an adequate force of pump, it's heart failure. People say heart failure is a heart attack. Not necessarily. A heart attack is part of the heart losing blood supply from lack of blood flow through the coronary arteries or other reasons. That can lead to heart failure, but cardiac arrest, where the heart just stops beating, is not necessarily what we call congestive heart failure or heart failure. Heart failure is where the pump just isn't working. Cardiac arrest is more of an electrical issue, where the electricity isn't working right, so then the heart can't pump. And yes, the heart fails, but we look at heart failure as a different disease. When a heart is starting to fail, it will try to compensate to do its job. And it'll do that by increasing its size and muscle mass. So if I see an individual has an enlarged heart, to me that's a sign that the heart is having to work harder than it needs to. Just like a goiter with thyroid. If you have a large thyroid, that's a sign that you might have low thyroid and the gland is just trying to keep up with what it needs to do by making more tissue. So things that cause heart failure are prior heart attack, having coronary artery disease, because if part of that muscle of the heart isn't working well because your arteries are clogged or it had a heart attack, then that heart has to compensate for that weak part of the heart. High blood pressure, drug use, including stimulants, NSAIDs like ibuprofen, trauma, infection, heart valve disease, congenital heart defects, abnormal heart rhythms, liver and kidney disease, chronic diseases like hypothyroid, hyperthyroid, diabetes, HIV, hemochromatosis, alcohol, tobacco use, even sleep apnea. Sleep apnea could cause heart failure because your heart has to work harder to get the oxygen where it needs to because you're not getting enough of it when you sleep. So what are the signs? How do you know if you have heart failure? Well, you can have chest pain. You can have difficulty breathing. Because the heart's not working well and there's issues with the pump, you can sadly have this backflow, so you start getting swelling in your legs, fluid in the lungs, abdomen, other tissues, because again, the fluid's not pumping, so you get this backflow, weight gain. You could also be tired, dizzy, have an abnormal heartbeat, dyspnea on exertion, meaning just trying to go to the car or bring in groceries or go upstairs, have difficulty breathing, and you could also get kidney disease. So we can treat heart failure. We might use diuretics to have less flow, less blood volume, so the heart doesn't have to work as hard. ACE inhibitors, that reduces blood pressure, relaxes blood vessels, will help improve flow, help it along. Beta blockers will lower the heart rate, allowing the heart a little bit more time to fill and pump. There is also the sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors, the SGLT2, ICE. These have been added to the guidelines. These can help. There's other medications that can help improve contractility of the heart. We'll also try to normalize heart rhythms. Sometimes you need surgery. If an abnormal valve is the cause of the heart failure, we got to fix the valve. If it's a clogged artery, we got to unclog the artery. If it's really severe, sometimes we have to do heart pumps, transplants. So how do you prevent heart failure? Well, you got to be up on your blood pressure, on your blood sugar, on your cholesterol. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't do drugs. Avoid not sedentary life. Make sure you're getting exercise, balanced diet, hydration. Poor hydration is also linked to it as well. There was a rock star. Taylor Hawkins had died. This was in March. He was only 50 years old. And his heart was found to be twice the size of a normal heart. Sadly, he had a Foo Fighter drummer, Taylor Hawkins. He had drugs in his systems like benzodiazepines, heroin, marijuana. But an enlarged heart doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's a good thing. You got bigger bang for your buck. It could be dangerous. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday, the Biden administration approved a plan to complete a section of the border wall near Yuma, Arizona. The goal is to fill in four major gaps in the wall that continue to allow Yuma to be inundated with illegal immigrants. Texas Senator John Cornyn says the cartels in Mexico are gaining massive wealth.
They will move people, or they'll move drugs. They are what some people have called commodity agnostic. They're all in the money-making business, and they're getting rich. Because the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop or deter illegal immigration.
China is reporting Chinese leader Xi Jinping warned against playing with fire over Taiwan in a call with President Biden on Thursday, highlighting Beijing's concern about a possible visit to the Chinese-claimed island by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Still no word if she will go or not to Taiwan. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer, who is with us today. So, all right, so the question has come up again and again, is are we seeing more young people die because of the COVID vaccine? So we just covered the heart failure study, years that went up to 2019. But there's still that topic, because I see what media does, media will deflect, going, okay, yeah, you know, I know this is a headline, but what's going on in terms of vaccines and younger individuals dying? And remember I told you that I had wanted, from day one, COVID vaccine-induced cardiac arrest studied, because we were having individuals collapse rarely, very rarely, when they got the vaccine. And one thing that has also been brought up is when the vaccine first rolled out, there was people fainting, anaphylaxis. You saw videos and pictures, and then all of a sudden you don't hear about that anymore. I don't think we have heard of one allergy to the COVID vaccine. Doesn't mean it didn't happen, just no one's talking about it. One of my friends who worked in a hospital said he would every day see people fall and then have to be taken, you know, when they were doing the vaccine rollout. But that seemed to just stop. Is it that those who are allergic or hesitant aren't getting it, so we don't see that anymore? Is it that it is happening, but nobody talks about it and nobody covers it? I don't know. But the one thing that I have been really trying to cover and watch, and I don't seem to get a lot of information on anymore, were these individuals that would go in, they would get it. It wasn't an allergy. They didn't go into anaphylaxis where they couldn't breathe and their tongue swelled and their throat swelled up. They just collapsed. And so we looked at the, we talked about this. This was early on in the rollout, a year and a half ago. We talked about the ingredient list. Pfizer, BioNTech's COVID vaccine had the mRNA, the lipids, the potassium chloride, the monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride, dibasic sodium phosphate dihydrate, and sucrose. Like maybe the potassium chloride could be in some, rarely, in some. I'm not saying most of us, I got the vaccine and I was fine. But in some of these people who drop, could it be the potassium chloride? The Moderna vaccine has the mRNA, the lipids, but trimethamine hydrochloride, acetic acid, sodium acetate, and sucrose. The amounts are small, but according to a study published in Cardiovascular Revascularization Medicine, PEG, which is the polyethylene glycol, it used in both, the polyethylene glycol I forgot to add that. That was after lipids. The polyethylene glycol or within the lipid envelope of the mRNA was in rats found to decrease effective arterial elastance or compliance, elasticity of a vessel, and that could affect blood flow, heart contractility. And large amounts of polyethylene glycol have been found in some studies to cause sodium retention, worsening congestive heart failure. So, you know, could our rising heart failure be related to this? Well, again, that study we just talked about cut it off at the 2019. So I don't know what the numbers are, but that is definitely something worth looking at. Potassium chloride in higher amounts have been linked to abnormal heart rhythms, abdominal pain, nausea, and other side effects. Trimethamine, which we see in the Moderna vaccines in large doses, can cause respiratory depression, electrolyte abnormalities that could affect the heart. So the amounts of these are just so tiny. They're really, really tiny. But you just wonder. So study, an MIT study, that looked at COVID vaccine-induced cardiac arrest. Researchers in May published a study in Scientific Reports looking at the under 40 population in Israel during the vaccine rollout and the third COVID wave. The age group was 16 to 39 years old. They found a 25% uptick in emergency calls for cardiac arrest and acute coronary syndrome after receiving their first or second COVID vaccine, as opposed to those caused by COVID illness. So they looked at a data set from the Israeli National Emergency Medical Services from 2019 to 2021. They looked at the population to see if they saw emergency calls higher for non-cardiac related cardiac arrest and in the respect of when they got their COVID vaccine. They say surveillance of potential vaccine side effects and COVID-19 outcomes should incorporate EMS and other health data to identify public health trends and properly investigate potential underlying causes. So they're not saying that the COVID vaccine caused this, that there's causation, but they're saying, you know, if we are still kind of hemming and hawing and struggling with if there is a relationship, then maybe what needs to be done is let's take a look at some of EMS and emergency responders information. Heath Freeman, NCIS star, died November 16th, died in November of last year at the age of 41. Cause of death unknown, but at the time they said he died in his sleep. There was a 17-year-old female in Clark County, Washington, who died of cardiac arrest 36 hours after receiving a second dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Last June, a 34-year-old male died days after receiving his vaccine, according to VAERS. Coroner determined after toxicology report, according to the VAERS National Vaccine Information Center, that the COVID-19 vaccine was the only contributing factor. Everything else was ruled out. Then, also in June, a 13-year-old, last June, Jacob Kleinick, died in his sleep 3 days after receiving his second dose of Pfizer vaccine. Autopsy found fluid around the heart, but COVID vaccine-induced myocarditis had not been officially confirmed. So the CDC reports thus far that they have, let me see, in terms of death after COVID vaccine, it's very rare. They say reports of adverse events, including deaths, do not necessarily mean the vaccine caused the health problem. They say that between December 14, 2020 and July 20, 2022, VAERS received 15,605 preliminary reports of death, which is a 0.0026% among people who received the vaccine. In terms of myocarditis, they have a whole slew of data. Myocarditis cases, we see where there's inflammation of the heart. We see it, they said, it is higher, we see, in males. Much more cases, I believe, in the 16 to 17-year-old age group than the 12 to 15 and the 18 to 24. But they have seen in the 12 to 15-year cases, 70.7 cases per million. In the 18 to 24, 52.4 cases with Pfizer, 56.3 cases per million with Moderna. Until by July 21st of this month, there's been 1,000 preliminary reports of kids under 18 have under review for potential cases of myocarditis and pericarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle or around the heart. 260 are still remaining in review. 22 verified reports happened in the 5 to 11-year-olds group, 344 in the 12 to 15, 297 in the 16 to 17-year-old group, out of millions of doses administered. So I'm not wrong to say this is rare. But I'm also not wrong to say there are risks. There is a risk. It's a rare risk, but there are risks. So I hope, you know, that these institutions are still studying it. Nobody's talking about it. But all you hear about now is, well, parents are really reluctant to have their kids get the vaccines. And it's due to misinformation. I don't want to accuse the MIT of misinformation. I don't want to accuse the CDC of misinformation. The average parent is not stupid. They look at some of these side effects, and they make a decision. And they make an educated guess on what they want to do for their child. And if they're worried that their child is going to have that 1 in a million chance of getting severely ill from COVID, they're probably also worrying there's that 1 in a million chance of them having a side effect of the vaccine. Not, you know, don't bias or discriminate against them. Let them work it out and educate themselves. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702-
562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I hate to bring up another space headline, but apparently one headline went viral a few days ago. It was all over social media. I saw it. I'm sure you all saw it. Where NASA is being accused of, I don't know if it's in the employee handbook or where they accused them, but NASA's accused of telling astronauts, and don't let your children hear this, of not allowing astronauts to masturbate in space. So, apparently, while people are getting, you know, extra vacation time and all these extra perks because of the labor shortage, NASA's being accused of pinching their employees and not allowing them to have the flexibility to have self sessions while they're up in space. And some of them are there for about 6 months, some of them on the space station, like some of these Russian cosmonauts, a year and a half. So when I read this, I thought it was probably fake, but I saw this on the New York Post. There was a couple other. I think there was an Australian also news outlet talking about that. And so I was like, well, I mean, you know, my guess is somebody always asks, well, what do you do up there? How do you get through your job without having sex and all that? But it just, the science just didn't sound right. So apparently the controversy that surrounded it was, at the headline was, astronauts should not masturbate in zero gravity. According to the New York Post, Conan O'Brien had interviewed a NASA engineer who, in answering a question about bringing porn up into space, the scientist said it's probably a bad idea because three female astronauts could be impregnated by the same man on the same session because with zero gravity, it would find a way. As a physician, right, who is very, you know, adept at, you know, helping people get pregnant and fertility and all that, that wouldn't happen. Okay, number one is there's not that many female astronauts usually in space or that many people in one room. Number two is most female astronauts are dressed. So for zero gravity to have sperm, semen, float around, and I mean, the angle, I don't even think there's a position that would allow that to even happen. So as soon as I heard that, I'm like, this has got to be a joke. This cannot be true. The newspaper reports that there are strict guidelines regarding quote-unquote alone time, as even the slightest rogue droplet could cause chaos on board. Now, Snopes.com said no such warning has been given by NASA to their employees. The interviewed person, Smythe Mullican, was not directly hired by NASA. They're an engineer, but I don't think has ever, you know, been hired by NASA to represent them. So let me just say, for those of you seeing the story and sharing it on social media and going, hey guys, you know, this is, you know, this is science, there's a little misinformation there. But it does bring up a fascinating topic. And apparently one source, I think this was from a few years back, said that apparently in Russia, they are allowed, this was written in 2000, where the author had interviewed and talked about NASA and sex in space and how Russian cosmonauts are allowed to bring porn. Now, this was in the year 2000, so I don't know if it's changed, but they interviewed, Dr. Valery Polyakov, and he said that Psychological Support Service sent us some nice, colorful movies which helped to recover our will to act like a normal adult male. There is nothing to be ashamed of. We all have wives. So there's been a lot of, I guess, there's actually been studies that have wanted to look at, you know, look, the psychological and social effects of isolation on Earth and in space. If you don't have gravity and you don't have the normal Earth's atmosphere, things might not move like they normally do. That's why these astronauts have to exercise in space. They have to do a lot of things. Otherwise, they're starting to lose their bone mass. Our bodies were designed to be on Earth with the gravity and that gravitational pull and us having forces and needing to resist. We resist the ground. We resist gravity. And it helps mold our muscles, mold our bones, and keep us healthy. It helps us with our blood flow. So if you have a very important organ, you know, such as a penis, then things need to probably be done in order to make sure that function doesn't go limp. So they said that they also offer sex dolls. Russian. Now, again, this is in the year 2000. They said sex dolls were offered to the Russian cosmonauts because they're up there in space sometimes for like 16 months at a time. He said that he doesn't like it and he's not a fan because of doll syndrome. So what doll syndrome is, and I told you guys about this when we were talking about the sex doll industry, how the sex doll industry is booming. So he had said there's doll syndrome where if you have sex with the doll so much that when you come home to your partner, you almost prefer the doll. And that's why I've never have suggested that my husband become an astronaut and go out into space. Because there is a 99.999% chance that he would prefer that doll over me. Imagine, you have the quiet, you don't have the coaching, the choreography, the moo-moo. My guess is, yeah, I really worry my husband, you know, would prefer that over me if he was out in space. So, I know there's been a lot of jokes, you know, people are asking, you know, is this the reason why there's the Milky Way? Guys, just stop. It's not a real story. It was, I think, a parody off of a Conan O'Brien podcast. NASA, from what I understand, has met, and I have not been able to reach out to NASA for comment on this, but I don't believe there is any rule NASA has. Unless, of course, you're undergoing a Zoom meeting. My guess is NASA would probably have a rule against that. Or if you're trying to control the spacecraft upon reentry, my guess is there's a rule to not have a self-session during that. But, you know, sex and we are going to be hearing a lot more about how space affects individuals. Because what you have, is it Elon Musk? Who wants to build a Mars colony? I mean, for you to go to Mars, you're going to be in space for a while. And then you're going to be living, you know, on a planet with different, with obviously, you know, different gravity, different atmosphere. A lot of people want to know, what do you do with your food? How do you potty? Everybody always asks, how do astronauts potty? There's a picture, I wrote an article on this, so you see them taking a shower, because it has to control the water, so you don't take a shower, the water goes all over the place. So they have, obviously, forces they could use so somebody could clean themselves and all that. Because you want a shower. I love my showers. So I would want a shower if I'm up in space. But so people are very interested in this, because if we do end up, and I really don't see who would want to do that, I would not want to risk it going out in space. I love my oxygen. I love my atmosphere. You know, I love, even though I know we got a Chinese rocket that's supposed to be, you know, as debris falling back to Earth, I'll take my chances here on Earth. But if we are moving towards this, then we need to know how medications work in space. We want to know, you know, will medications be the same? You might be able to take the medication, but is ampicillin or penicillin or amoxicillin or Z-Pax on Earth the exact same chemical component in space? Do the doses have to change? What does COVID do in space? You know, so can you get impregnated? You know, in our body is designed to work despite gravity, but is it more difficult to get pregnant in space? So these are things that that do need to be studied. So I do commend the conversation. It just, I don't want NASA being accused of, you know, offering less perks to their employees. 1-877-DIE-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.